Listen up, my fellow coaches and leaders. The truth is, we all need a space to learn and grow so we can bust through our personal glass ceilings and step into our full potential, especially if we want to create the space to allow others to step into theirs. And that's where I come in. I'm not just a former clinical psychologist, but also a seasoned dream life and business coach with over 2 decades of experience helping people shatter their personal barriers and unleash their greatness. And here's the thing, you don't have to figure this all out on your own. As a heart-centered entrepreneur or industry leader, you deserve the best tools and strategies to help you and your business thrive. And that's why I'm excited to share my experience with you through the Coaching for Coaches podcast. Utilizing powerful combination of clinical skills, quantum physics, and strength-based coaching methods, I'll show you exactly what to do and exactly what to say to unleash your true potential and create a path for your clients to follow. And not just that, I'll also teach you how to build a thriving coaching business around your unique skill set and passions. So let's get started. It's time to answer your calling, make a lasting impact on the world, and create a lucrative living doing exactly what you love. Welcome to the Coaching for Coaches podcast, where greatness begins. All right, you guys, big welcome to the Dream Life Experience. My name is Denise Walsh, and we go live every Monday in the Coaching for Coaches Facebook group. And then this exact hot seat coaching will go up on the podcast next week as well. So if you are interested in binge listening to all of the hot seat coaching episodes that we'll be doing over the next few months, then definitely check out the podcast, Coaching for Coaches. The podcast is also going to have some interview episodes mixed in as well. So be sure to check that out. Now, if you don't know my story, I am a former clinical psychologist turned dream life coach, and I now certify dream life coaches to help them to, number one, create curriculum and a program and like know what to do to get the best results for their clients and learn how to build a thriving business doing it. Because in order to experience success in the entrepreneurial world, you need to do both. Right? And I think that's really what this is all about. So I'd love to hear in the comments below where you live, where you're from. Are you a coach? Are you an aspiring coach? Tell me a little bit about yourself in the comments below. And then certainly let me know what questions you have as we go through this hot seat experience. So here's the deal. In the Dream Life Certification Program, I give you what I call the Dream Life Pathway. The Dream Life Pathway is the methodology that I teach to help you really clarify what it is your client needs and give you the exact tools in order to experience success with them, for them to get the best results. And so the Dream Life Pathway is head, heart, feet. What do I want? Do I believe that it's possible? Do I know how to go get it? And each and every like step of the pathway has exercises and things for you to use with your clients to help them to gain clarity on what it is they want, retrain their brain to start thinking and like shifting their automatic thoughts, to believe that what they want is possible. So build their inner strength and their confidence and their courage, as well as to clear the cobwebs, because we can't create if we're emotionally 3 steps behind. And so this is truly where some of the healing work comes in, forgiveness work. And, this is where we release those things that have been holding us back. I liken it to going down a car or to going down a hill in a car with an emergency brake on. You could try harder, or you could just release the emergency brake and things are going to start to go faster, easier on its own, right? That's really what the heart space work does. And then in the feet spot, like then it's like time management. Then we get really tactical. Time management, action, skill set. Sometimes we got to Google, how do I, right? And so as a dream life coach, you learn not only the questions to ask, but exercises that you can do with clients in order to support them in getting the best results. So I see Joey's here. Nicholas is here. Woo! Thank you guys. I have a friend who's going to join me in just a minute, and we are going to go through one of her favorite exercises. Now, when she first started as a dream life coach, she was already a coach and a leader. She, in her day job, leads teachers and principals and supports really the people on the front lines that are working with our children. I think that's such an important position. And so she was already in a place where she could use these skills immediately with the people that she was working with. But she also does coaching on the side and does programs and retreats and a ton of other fun stuff. And so we're going to talk with her a little bit about how and why she signed up for the Dream Life Certification Program. And then we're going to go through one of her favorite exercises. So, big Dream Life welcome to Sara Porter. The crowd goes wild.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for being live with us tonight. Before we jump into your favorite exercise, I'd love to hear a bit about why you said yes to the certification program. Now, you were somebody who already was working with people. You were already in a leadership position. And so you didn't start from nothing. Like, you already were doing work with clients and with people. So what made you say you wanted to deepen your toolbox?
I wanted to have more clinical skills for coaching and exercises to help people change their mindsets. I think my regular job is more about people's behavior and like what specific tasks need to change. But I think I've realized there's so much more to that. And in order to change behavior, there's just some inner work that you have to do. And that's what I wanted to learn more about.
I love that. That's really a powerful way to put it. On one hand, it's like, my guess is right at the school, they just want to see the results. They want to see the numbers. They want to see the behavior change. They want to see, but in order to actually get effective change, we need to start with mindset, with that heart space, with the inner work. So have you been able to utilize the skills that you've learned within your day job so far?
I actually have in some interesting ways. I did a workshop for parents at a school.
Cool.
And I was able to take them through a couple of the exercises. And it made me realize like how much parents also need this, you know, and like they're going through things that they don't know how to work through. And so many of them were like, man, I wish we could do this more. Yeah. I'm like, well, you can.
Join my program.
Very good. So, yes.
Yeah. In fact, I was at an event this last weekend and I realized just how not automatic this is for people. Like, I kind of, you know, the more that you're in this world, the more you think, oh, this is normal. Asking powerful questions, being a good listener, creating the space for growth is normal. But what we realized or were reminded this weekend was that it's not normal and it really needs to be intentional. So it is a skill that you can learn, but you can use it within your job. And I know you're also a coach, and then really in your everyday life.
No, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. So what is your favorite exercise? Tell us about it.
So I like the mental toughness and like reframing your thoughts. Because I mean, one reason I like is I've used it in my own life to kind of think differently about like situations and to kind of have that mental toughness to like move forward in situations. So I really like that. As well as like just reframing my own thoughts. So
yeah. And you, how have you been able to use that with your clients?
So I actually used it in a parenting training that I did with parents where they thought about a situation or a mindset that they had. And they thought about like, what did that situation mean to them? What might be other meanings? And then how can they give that new meaning? So
awesome. And what's cool about this is I think some of the exercises, it's like, all right, this is going to take a half an hour. We need paper. We need activities. We need pens or, you know, stuff. Yeah. And sometimes it's like, it takes 5 minutes and you don't really need anything. So it doesn't add time to what you're doing. It just adds depth, which I think is what people need.
Definitely. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So we're going to work through a negative thought that you've had, whether it's current or past or whenever, it doesn't matter. But what we're going to do is work through it. And so I'm going to take people through what we call the taking your thoughts captive. And so we're identifying that negative thought, and then we're working through some specific questions to identify other possibilities, other meanings that could be had instead of, you know, that one that we grab onto, and then we'll go through there. So what would you say is the situation or negative thought that you've been hanging on to?
I would say it is just when I feel like, oh, people aren't buying my group. They're not buying this group that I really want and I feel like they should. There's a thought of, hey, like everybody else knows more than you. They're not going to want what you have. Like,
okay. So the situation is you haven't had the amount of buyers that you want.
Correct.
Okay. So what is the meaning that you're making out of that situation?
That what I have to share isn't worth people buying.
Okay. So the first automatic thought. And Megan, the automatic thought is that first initial thought that comes says, I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
Or the program's not good enough.
Or my ideas aren't good enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So how much do you believe this thought on a scale of 1 to 10?
6.
Okay. So you know that it's not true, but it's still there and it's annoying.
Exactly. Yes, okay. Definitely.
Okay. And so what is the group that you are looking to promote right now?
So I'm working on a group to help people in their finances. So that kind of 90-day U-turn, but focused on money. Like, how are you sabotaging yourself in your money? And what steps do you need to stop doing that?
Awesome. So you're helping people to save. You're helping them to learn money management skills, learn money mindset skills, to have a let go of their lack mentality, right?
Yes.
Okay. So when you believe a 6, when you're like, when it's hanging on you that you're not good enough, the program's not good enough, your ideas aren't good enough, how does that thought make you feel?
Sad. It makes me feel like in some ways I'm not good enough. Like I'm not good enough. So this is why, you know, what I'm trying to share with others or sell to others.
Okay. So it starts maybe with the ideas and the program, but then it comes down to, I'm not good enough.
I'm not good enough. Yeah.
Okay. So what makes you think that that thought could be true?
Because the people aren't buying, but I'm right out there.
So what makes you think that that thought is not true? So let's do some of the other side. What are some things that you have seen in the past that would make you say, people love my programs, actually?
Well, that's the groups that I've done. People have said, I've gotten so much out of this. This has made a difference in my life. And this has helped me to be better. And I have people who share that with other people that, hey, like this really helped me. I was able to be successful. I learned a lot. I felt connected. And so I think just hearing that from other people, also my job is a lot of coaching and I get great like feedback on my coaching and what I'm giving and the value that I bring.
Yeah. And the team that you work with in your job is thriving.
Yeah, definitely. They were successful. Yeah.
Okay. So the evidence shows that the people that you work with in your job are thriving under your leadership, and the programs that you've done in the past, people have had great results and they really enjoy it and they have fun. Like they're not grouchy coming to your groups. They're like longing for it, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So what's another way to look at the same situation?
I think to just think about why else might this not be happening? Like, why else may they not be responding? Is it because I'm not clear enough about my offer, or I haven't taken enough time to tell my story and make clear, like, what is the value that I'm bringing in this? I haven't shared what other people have said about the programs that I've done. And so, yeah, I think that that is other ways. Like, there might be other reasons why people aren't buying the program.
Right. Like, when they know about it and they know how great it is, they will buy it.
Right.
But they don't know about it yet.
Right. Right.
And so it could be, you know, messaging. It could be adding to your leads list. It could be telling your story more, having testimonies go out, you know, all of those types of things that will kind of massage your ideal client to say, yes, I'm ready.
Definitely.
That tangible outcome. Do you have a specific outcome that you are saying they're going to achieve in those?
I mean, giving a specific outcome of what's going to happen in the 90 days and making that clear.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I saw you post recently about $1,000 in a month.
Yes.
And I thought that was so clever and so cute. And I think that, you know, that's super tangible for people to say, oh, I want that.
Right. Yeah.
And so the more that you continue to say, this is the result that you're looking for, people will continue to say, ooh, I want that.
And like, I mean, I also think, like, how much am I making the offer? Am I only making it a couple of times, or?
Like, how much are you saying, hey, who wants to work with me?
Who wants to work with me?
Right.
Work with me. I'm excited for you to work with me. Here's what you're going to do. And how many times am I sharing that?
Right. Right. And we know that people will often sign up on the last day. So opening the doors and closing the doors is a powerful powerful strategy, because then it lets people know they can join you.
Yes.
Oftentimes we just post really helpful stuff, but people don't really realize they can work with us.
Right.
So it's like, yes, I can work with you. This is the program that I have. And then the doors are closing. And of course you can do that every month, every other month. You know, you can even let people in between if they reach out or whatever, but having an open end door is a powerful strategy.
Yes, most definitely.
So what's the worst thing that could happen if nobody signs up for your program?
I think the worst thing is I could just realize maybe that's not what people are looking for, and that I need to figure out something else that others are really needing, or another way to, like, how can I support them in a different way?
Okay. So you just finagle your offer a bit?
Correct.
Maybe get a bit more targeted.
I get it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Definitely. So you would learn from it.
Yeah, definitely. I can learn from it and get better because of it.
So would you live through it?
Yes, I would live. I would not die.
Well, what's funny, and I know we've talked about this quite a bit, but that first initial thought can take us on a rabbit hole. We're now all of a sudden we're like homeless and, and, you know, they say, it's what I say, living in a van down by the river, like all of a sudden. And so when we can take that worst case scenario and go, you know, the worst thing is that I tweak my offer, I can live through it.
Yeah. I love that. That's true.
So what's the best thing that could happen?
People could buy my program.
Oh, yeah. How many people do you want to purchase? What's your goal?
15.
Okay. All right. And then when does the program start?
That's a good question. I have an event this Saturday. And so from that, I'm kicking off, like, opening the doors to the program, but giving them the first dibs on it. Cool. So I'm excited about that. And then I was kind of, that is on my to-do list, because I'm working on my flyer to hand out on Saturday to say, here's when the program starts.
So if you open the doors on Saturday at your event, and then on social media, you could certainly open the doors then as well, or on the 12th. you could have a week of open the door sales calls, getting the closed.
Yeah.
And then maybe start on the 19th.
Yeah, definitely.
If you feel like you need more time, you can certainly push it back a week. But what I have found is that 4 days, 5 days is
the most. Yeah. That feels right. Because I also feel like people, like you said, wait till the even my event right now. I'm like, a couple of people are like, I'm going to register. And I am almost like, I'm about to just say I'm sold out. I have two spots left. But I really do want to be like, okay, the doors are closed. Just, right. You know, right. So at least also the next time they're like, oh, I don't want to miss out because it is going to close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's not a bad idea either. Just to say it's sold out, the doors are closed, even for marketing purposes. I mean, if someone messages you, you can always finagle it if you want to, but even for just good for your audience to see, yes, people are buying and I need to buy on time. Do they realize we have things to order that we
need to, like, get ready? I have them to order. I need to make sure. Yes. So,
okay. So, but if you launch this, your next thing on the 10th, open it up next week, you can start the week of the 19th in the program. So your goal is 15 clients, between the 10th and the 17th.
Yes.
Awesome. So how will it feel to achieve that goal?
Oh, it will feel great. It also just feel great because I'm helping people with something that I know so many women over 40 need to, like, hey, I need to figure out my money. I need to start saving for retirement and working on the things. And people have tried multiple times, but I think just like we were talking about at the top of the call, it's just like you can come up with all kinds of plans, but if you haven't really done that inner work and really figured out like what it's getting in the way of me reaching this goal,
right?
Like you're not going to do it and you're going to keep just going in circles. So yeah. I will feel great and feel like I'm supporting people who are really dear to my heart.
Yeah. I love that. It's meaningful for you to do this program.
Definitely.
And you're giving people that tangible outcome that they really are looking for, but you're giving them so much more.
Definitely.
And of course, you know, we know that with the content that you're able to teach them, but they're ending with that clear goal, which makes them say, ooh, I want that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So I have a couple other questions for you.
Okay.
What would you tell your daughter if she were launching a program and experiencing some of these, you know, this fear?
I would tell her to, I think, like, believe in yourself and also, like you said, like, what's the worst that could happen? Is that you learn from it. But I think the best thing that can happen is that you really see people connecting with you. And I'm also like, okay, what if you get 10? Is that bad? Like this, what if you help 5 women do this? You helped 5.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what I would tell my daughter.
Awesome. How does it feel to flip the script a bit and share with her versus, you know, your own inner dialogue?
We like to believe in others and encourage others more than ourselves.
Yeah. So it's a little bit easier to give them kind of that coaching, right? Than it is ourselves.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is why we as coaches need coaches and why we as coaches need a community of people to support us on this journey, because you know, we may know the skills, but that doesn't mean we don't need support in utilizing them.
Definitely.
And so now that you have a plan in place or an idea of when you're opening and closing the program, what's another thing that you could do to ensure that this launch is successful?
I think I could ask other coaches or even put in this coaching group. Do you think that this is clear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, ask people's advice on how to make it better. I think also I do need to tell my story a little bit more so people can hear, like, why, because my really big thing is to hopefully get clients that aren't just people who I know, because that's who I'm normally attracting, people who I know, mm-hmm. and that I want to build a like broader audience of people who like maybe don't know me personally, but want to grow in their money and help, yeah, save money.
Yeah. Post your offer in the Coaching for Coaches group after this call, and we'll certainly give you feedback.
Yeah.
What else could you do to ensure success?
So start reaching out to others in other groups that I'm in. And then I definitely can ask some of the people who I've worked with already for their testimonies.
Yes. Start posting testimonies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one post that I would recommend is that one of those short little ones that says, oh my gosh, if I could teach you how I got out of debt or saved $1,000 in 30 days, or I mean, when you did 90 day U-turn, you saved $10,000 in 90 days. So
I know. So that's why I was debating if I should say that, or people are like, I can't save $10,000.
You should say it, because yeah. Let's dream big, right?
Yes. Yes.
So that's something where they're going to go, I want that.
Yes.
And yeah. But keep it short. So you can do a story one that's a bit longer with good spacing, but also do one that's like the blue or green background.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, if I, I just saved $10,000 in 90 days. Do you want me to show you how? Comment below and then generate some leads that way. And then in the messenger, you can go through what your program entails or get them on a sales call or something.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Love that.
So how strong does that negative feeling feel now?
Oh, a two.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me more.
I feel like I know the next steps to take to get to the end result that I want.
Yeah, you're able to brainstorm other possibilities. And with those other possibilities came other solutions.
Yeah.
Because if the only option is I'm not good enough, right?
Right.
And the only solution is I'm got to get better. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's,
yeah.
But if there's a lot of other options, it's visibility, it's messaging. There's a lot of things. People need to just know about your program and how awesome it is. And they'll say yes.
Yes, definitely. And I feel like I have the tools. I definitely have the tools to do this. It's just taking the time to do that and believing that it's going to work. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's the dream life pathway, right? Knowing what you want, having that clear offer, believing that it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Yes.
Doubting it from the rooftops.
Yes.
And then having the strategy so you can go implement the strategy and have that confidence and belief.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I might even be at a one now.
Oh, all right. Awesome. Well, thank you for allowing me a chance to connect with you tonight. I'm excited to hear how your launch goes. And certainly post in the group for feedback or ideas or brainstorming, that kind of thing. I think that would be a great idea. And certainly if you've got other groups that you are in, certainly post in those too. What would you say to somebody who's like, you know, I either am currently working in the school system or in leadership and I work with people all of the time and I want to deepen my skills and I want to maybe add value to the world in a new way by becoming a dream life coach? What would you say to them?
I would say going through this program is so worth it. You will not only learn skills to help others, but you'll also learn skills to help yourself. And I feel like when you can really have that internal transformation for yourself, it's easier for you to tell others about it because you know what it did for you. And so I know what this 90 days did for me. I know the confidence it gave me, the strategies and the tools. And so I can tell people about that and know how to help them. So,
yeah, I think that's like, it's so important that we don't just read a book, right?
Yes.
But that we really have our own experience, because then we'll know that the exercising we're giving clients
works.
And we'll have our own stories to share while we're doing workshops or coaching. And, you know, we can tell our own experiences along the way.
Yeah. And I also think the other thing that is so important as I went through this program was just being able to learn from other people and be encouraged by other people and seeing what other people are doing. Like even now I see different coaches, different posts, and I'm like, oh, she's telling her story. I love how she's telling her story. Let me read how she's telling her story. And I could tell my story like that. And it, so that, like talking to them, that's encouragement too. Like, I feel like we cheer each other on and that's so important. But also I learn so much from what I see other people doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the thing. It's like a community where we all get to talk. You get to know each other. You get instant feedback. And that just creates this bond where you really want to cheer everybody else on, and you can see them utilizing the strategies too.
Yeah, definitely. Which is great and encouraging.
All right. Well, I'm going to check and see if we've got any questions. If you guys have any questions for us, certainly post it in the comments. I'm on my phone here, so I'm going to look a minute. And if you're interested in becoming a Dream Life Coach or seeing more about what the Dream Life Coaching Program entails, put coach below and I'll reach out to you and we'll schedule a little strategy call to see if it's a good fit. Okay. I have a question. Dana said, you said the worst thing is knowing that the program you have is not what they need. No, that makes it the best thing because you figured out it's not what they need. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. And figuring out is a good thing. That's right. Yes. That's exactly it. All right. Cool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And all right. So if those of you are listening and you want to learn how to take people through some of these thought traps and of course beyond with the Dream Life Pathway, then certainly put coach below and I'll reach out and we'll get a call scheduled. So thank you so much, Sada. We'll see you in just a bit on our clinical skills call and have an awesome, awesome night.
Thanks so much for having me.
Bye guys.